and under on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. It is a privilege and an honor to have you on the show. We're here to help you with the following things: to learn about everything to do with body, mind, spirit, the newest research and science, the mind and how you can keep the mind at its best, stress, exercise, and more. We not only do that, but we talk about the things that are causing problems for us in the world, like GMOs, wireless radiation, climate change, etc. We have a lot of positive things, a lot of love on this show. So stay with us every Monday, every Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Okay, I am Bobby Elias, your host, and with our co-host, Divine Aubrey. Hey, Divine.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Good. Always a pleasure to be here with you on Let's Create a Better World, sharing information on holistic approach to health and healing and tips for our listeners to live a better, healthier life, mind, body, and spirit.
Right. Good. And we have a great guest today, acupuncturist, Brenda. You want to tell briefly about that?
Yes, and in line with holistic health and healing, we have back with us today Brenda Smith. She is a licensed acupuncturist as well as esthetician and massage therapist. She's going to be speaking with us today about acupuncture, what it is, and how it's beneficial for us. Also, she's going to talk about the Sure Touch Breast, the new innovative Sure Touch Breast exam. And then she's going to follow up with some information on how we can all live a healthier, more holistic life. So, Brenda, are you here with us? Or, Bobby, did you want to give some information?
Yeah, let me make a couple more quick announcements, and then I'll get to that. Yes, I'll get you back on. Women marches are going on all over the country Saturday, the 20th, 3 days from now. Go to website qz.com. Or you can go to another one called womensmarchalliance.org. That's womensmarchalliance.org. In New York, you can volunteer, you can donate. Check the website. For those that are in New York City, they're going to meet in Central Park West, and they're going to go south around Columbus Circle, then east on 59th Street, and then going to 6th Avenue, I think it is. Then they're going to have three exits on 43rd, 45th, and 44th Streets. That's this Saturday at starting early in the day at 10:30 Eastern Time. Okay. One more announcement, and then we'll get on to our guest. Here is a phone number that you can call to hear the show. You can hear some of our most recent shows on this 24-hour a day telephone archives, 701-719-0994. Okay, take it away, Divine and Brenda.
Yes. So I want to welcome Brenda. Again, Brenda is a licensed acupuncturist, licensed esthetician, and massage therapist. And Brenda specializes in stress management and women's health. She uses acupuncture along with herbs, a person's diet, supplements, and lifestyle to help her patients achieve improved health and quality of life. So always a pleasure. Thank you, Brenda, for being with us here today. Welcome.
There's a balance in nature. And understanding that our bodies come from the earth, then they assume that the balance in nature also had to pertain to our bodies. So how they actually came up with the acupuncture points, nobody really knows. But they found that different people in different regions of China were kind of observing the same thing. And then when they would get together and discuss, they would find that the same trigger points in the body had very consistent functions. So the body is divided in the acupuncture model into 12 meridians. And those meridians are relate to different organs. So, for instance, the liver meridian travels from the bottom of the foot through the inside of the leg. It circles the genital area, and it ends at the breast. So if we're dealing with any type of issues like a breast lumps or reproductive issues, we would go to the liver meridian to deal with that. So it's a very fascinating system. One of the things that I really love about it as well is that it takes into account the emotional part of ourselves. So we're not just looking at the body, we're looking at also how our emotions are affecting our bodies as well. So it's very, very complete. It's excellent for chronic issues, and I think that's why it's so relevant in today's medical model, because modern medicine is very, very good at emergencies, trauma, surgery. You know, if you break your arm, don't come see me. But if you have chronic pain in your arm that they can't figure out where it's coming from, that's where acupuncture excels, at kind of working with these issues that modern medicine can't necessarily diagnose or treat. And sometimes there's an emotional component to what's going on with the pain, which we're trained to help you figure out and work through.
Great. Brenda, I have a question. I came in for treatment with you recently. It was great. It really worked. And for the listeners to know, there are needles put into me, but it doesn't hurt. Teeny little sting. But it
right.
But I would like the question I'd like to ask you is, how does it work? How do the needles function in a way to help the patient with whatever the problem is?
Well, the acupuncture points, like I said, all kind of relate to different functions in the body. And what they do is they basically trigger your body's natural ability to heal itself. So the reasons the needles don't hurt, here in the West, we associate needles with getting blood drawn or having a vaccination or something like that. So the needles are hollow and they're very sharp. Acupuncture needles don't take anything out and they don't put anything in. So they're super, super fine. They're about as thick as your eyelashes. The tips are actually not sharp. The tips are blunt because, again, the point is not to cut. The point is to trigger the response in the body. So based on your symptoms and our differential diagnosis, so that we know exactly what we're working on, what meridians, what organ systems, the needles then basically wake the body up to correct whatever the problem is. That's why you don't feel it.
It was a great treatment. I really enjoyed it, and I got something out of it. So our listeners, acupuncture is great. Divine, you had more?
Well, I just wanted to ask, Brenda, about acupuncture versus acupressure.
Acupressure is really more muscular because you're not getting as deep into the meridians as you do with the needles. Acupressure can be very effective for some people that are very sensitive. Acupressure can be fine. The other thing is that when you're doing acupressure, you're really only stimulating one point at a time. Whereas with acupuncture, we're putting the needles in a number of different locations and then allowing them to communicate among each other. And very often, the system that I use is kind of minimal in terms of the number of needles that I use. Typically, it's going to be anywhere between 8 and 12. And very often, you know, my patients will say that they'll feel tingling in different parts of the body when certain needles are put in or taken out. And that's the information traveling through the nervous system, communicating with the body and telling it to heal and correct. So it is different. It is very different when you're having acupressure versus acupuncture. But acupressure can be effective as well for many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's people training as well.
Brenda, I have a question for you. People come in with various symptoms. What are some of the major symptoms or sicknesses that people have when they come to see you as an acupuncturist?
Well, the number one indication that is pretty much accepted worldwide is pain. So any kind of pain, chronic pain specific or particularly, is very, very good. Arthritic pain, headaches, abdominal pain, any kind of pain. And, you know, I recently heard on the radio a judge from Indiana family court, and she said that typically in Indiana, they have about 2,500 children in the system at any given time in the foster care system. And in the last year, it went up to 5,500. And the 3,000 differential was because of their parents are addicted to opioids. And I thought that's just tragic that we're treating pain as a disease. Pain is a symptom, and it's not a disease in and of itself. So if these people who are having all this pain were directed to acupuncture to address their pain, they wouldn't have to be taking these opioids. So, you know, we really have to start thinking about what are the ramifications of some of these decisions that we're making where we're willing to mask symptoms with pain medication instead of allowing the body to do what it knows how to naturally do, which is to heal itself. You know, why aren't we using acupuncture not just as something that people want to try, but as a viable option in terms of finding solutions to your problems, to your, you know, your physical ailment? So pain, absolutely number one. Because I specialize in stress, I also see a lot of people with digestive issues, headaches, and insomnia and anxiety, and I get excellent results with all of those things. So, you know, I encourage your listeners that if they're having challenges getting the traditional medicine to give them solutions, absolutely use acupuncture as another tool in your kit, you know, to take care of your health.
Great. We're speaking to Brenda Smith, an acupuncturist. We'll be talking also about breast cancer a little bit and also some thoughts and different things that she wants to inspire and motivate the listeners on starting out the new year fresh and some just ideas on positive things that people can do better at, because people need to improve in every phase, and it's a new year, so let's start fresh. Okay. Divine, you had more?
Absolutely. So, Brenda, what's the prescription as far as time-wise that a person should have treatments, and also do you coordinate the treatments with other modalities, such as, you know, herbs and diet and things of that nature?
Okay, excellent question. So it's been my experience that if you're going to respond to acupuncture and you're going to get better, I know I can get results within 3 treatments. That doesn't mean I'm going to get you better in 3 treatments, but I know that, let's say, if your pain level is at an 8 when you come in, by the 3rd treatment, you should be down to a 5 or a 4. So we know that your body is responding and we're moving in the right direction. How many treatments it would take to completely get you better, that's going to vary. I have people that do get better in 3 treatments. I've gotten rid of sciatica in 2 treatments. And then there are those that are going to need maybe 6 or 7 or 10. So everyone's body responds a little bit differently. By the 3rd treatment, like I said, I have a good idea of what your body wants and needs. And at that point, I may prescribe some herbs or make some dietary changes, or maybe you need to see the massage therapist. Chiropractic is one that I also use if the pain was originally brought on by some kind of a physical trauma. So your spine might be out of alignment, and that's something that I prefer people who do that all day to do. That's something that I would do. I'd prefer you see a chiropractic professional that could realign your spine, and then I take care of the rest of the inflammation from there. So I do, and if there's a time where I see someone 3 times and we're not getting the benefit that we think we're going to get, then I am very quick to refer you to who I think can fix the problem for you. So, you know, I can't fix everything, but I know that within 3 treatments, I can get some sense of what's going on and how to help best help you to get the help you need.
Awesome. And then another question, if one does see, you know, the benefits with acupuncture, acupuncture, is that something that we would want to do to maintain, you know, our good health and come in like once a month or once a quarter?
I have a number of patients that come in once a month, and they benefit greatly. It also depends on what's going on. So I have a woman who has a very, very high stress job. So we got rid of her migraine headaches and her back pain, but she still has to go to work every day. So she comes in once a week, and that helps to keep her where she wants to be. So once a week, I have some that come in every 2 weeks. We kind of play around with, once we've gotten you stable and where you're feeling good, the time differential. For some, it's less. For some, it's more. But certainly once a month, just to maintain overall health and organ function and make sure the meridians are all open and you're feeling good, is a really nice maintenance program for most people.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So it's a personalized, individual thing depending on a person's lifestyle and what they're working with.
Exactly. I mean, especially if it's a stress trigger. And again, you know, if that's your profession and you've got to go to work every day, then, you know, your body is kind of having to deal with that on a regular basis. So coming in more often helps to keep, you know, keep you where you want to be, feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Awesome.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share on acupuncture? Or Bobby, do you have any questions before we move on to the short
term? Yeah, let's move on pretty soon. Real quick, I just want to let our listeners know that treatments, my goal is to have it once a week, if not every other week. And for listeners out there, that's a real good recipe for getting healthier. This acupuncture helps in so many ways. The medical industry didn't like acupuncture or chiropractic some years ago, and it took a lot of fighting, before it became, to some degree, mainstream. It's still not mainstream totally, because Medicare, Medi-Cal, they don't always accept it totally. But it is great. It works. And we're going to get Brenda's information at the end of this segment, at the end of the show, so that you can call her for questions of any kind. No, that's all I wanted to say, but you want to move on to the next segment, Divine?
Well, I do have one another question. You brought up, you know, insurance and if it's covered. I know years ago it wasn't, but Brenda, is it a covered benefit now with insurance companies or Medicare or Medi-Cal?
Not for Medicare or Medi-Cal. Most insurance companies, I'm in California, so most of the California companies do have to offer it. But there's always a little bit of a funky stipulation sometimes. Some insurance companies have no problem. They'll pay for whatever your issues are. Some insurance companies will only pay for pain. And some insurance companies in California, because they know they're required by law to offer it, will only offer acupuncture for anesthesia during surgery. Like, who does that? You know, nobody. But they've complied with the law.
Right.
So it's going to vary widely by state. Unfortunately, our profession has not been standardized yet. So there are states, I believe at this point it's actually legal in all states, because not long ago it was not even legal in every state. But in some states you have to be a medical doctor. In some states you have to work under a medical doctor. So I'm not quite sure. But I know in California many of my patients are able to build their insurance and it's covered. At least something is covered, if not all of it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So is there anything else you'd like to share on acupuncture and the benefits of it?
Well, you know, the one thing I think I want to say more, because, you know, again, like Bobby said, it's not completely mainstream yet. And I often get this statement of, oh, I'd like to try it, you know. And what I'd like your listeners to understand is that this is a very well documented and time-tested medical model. So to take it a little bit more seriously, for lack of a better word, that, you know, it's not just something to try. It's a viable option for your healthcare. Mm-hmm. And in California, we study for 4 years. I have a master's degree. I've had to take a state licensing exam. I am a primary healthcare provider in the state of California. So I do have people that use me as their first line of defense in terms of what's going on, you know, for anything. So we're doctors. We're just different kind of doctors. And I just hope that that more of your listeners would be open to trying it, because and to using it as another tool, like I said, in your healthcare kit.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I agree.
I'm glad you brought that point up and gave us, you know, your credentials so that it is. These are time-tested, you know, age-old healing modalities, and actually the allopathic way is kind of the new way.
So, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. Okay. So if we're all done with acupuncture, let's talk about a couple of months ago, you were with us speaking on the new innovative SureTouch breast examination, an option to mammograms and ultrasounds. So when would a person want to do a SureTouch breast exam opposed to a mammogram or ultrasound of their breast?
Well, again, it's just another choice. The statistics tell us that 50% of women who are supposed to be having mammograms are not doing them. Many of those women are not having mammograms because they've had a painful previous painful experience, or because they don't want to have their breast radiated. So those are our clients. Those are the ladies who, you know, they're just not going to have a mammogram. So here's the thing. If you don't want to have a mammogram, that's absolutely our choice as patients. We can choose to say, no, we don't want to do that. But we do need to do something. You know, we do need to have our breast examined. So for the most part, insurance will not pay for the ultrasound until you have the mammogram first. So that could be a little bit of a stumbling block. SureTouch was developed by a robotics engineer, and it has been approved by the FDA since 2003. There aren't that many machines around. We're working really, really hard to educate the women that they do have another choice. So it's a wonderful device. It feels for palpable masses, and then it's able to differentiate much more specifically than even a mammogram as to whether or not the mass that is found is something of concern, or whether it's just breast density or a cyst or something really benign. So I'm in Pasadena. There's another facility in Orange County, and there was one in Atlanta, and we're just trying to let the ladies know that we do have choices, and the important thing is to get your breast examined. There was a study also that came out that said that since none of the systems are completely flawless, that it's good to do two. So I have some patients who come in who do still want to do their mammograms, and then they'll come in and they'll have, you'll use the SureTouch as their secondary examination. So just a really, really nice option for the ladies that that still need to get checked but don't want to go the traditional route.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda,
and can you speak
Lewis,
a little bit on how the exam is actually done, performed?
Well, it feels like you're having an ultrasound. The sensor is very similar. However, the environment is very nice. I try to create a comfortable environment with the soft music and the nice heated table, and the device records the exam. So if we do find anything, whether it's benign or suspicious, it doesn't matter, but we have a recording of it so that when you come back next time, we have something to compare it to. And then because I am an herbalist as well, in California, acupuncturists are also herbalists. If we find that you have dense breasts or you have a lot of cystic activity in the breast, then I can put you on an herbal formula for 30 days and have you come back and check. And usually it breaks all that stuff up. So it's a nice complement to my practice, and it's a wonderful service. I'm just so grateful to be able to offer it, and to see how relieved the ladies are to be able to have a very accurate breast exam without having to have the radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're able to
we're
get the results
Brenda
right here at the same visit.
Yeah, hi. I'm Kay. This is Let's Create a Better World. Brenda Smith is an acupuncturist, also into breast cancer and other items of health. She's an all-around health. Like she said just a while ago, she is a different form of a doctor, but she is a doctor. And this is what I like about her. I like her work. She was outstanding. When I went to her to get a acupuncture treatment, it helped me out. I could feel the difference in the next few days after that. So at the end, we're going to give her information, and I do encourage you to call her or find a way to communicate with her to get more questions or more information. Breast cancer. Now, my question is this. Is breast cancer still on the rise? I believe for a while it was. As far as the known ones or as far as people reporting it. What's the latest on that?
It's kind of leveled off, but here's the thing. We know based on everybody's statistics and studies, that 80% of cancers in general are preventable with diet and lifestyle. So if that statistic applies to breast cancer, then the same is true there. Diet and lifestyle can make changes, can reduce your risk of developing breast cancer dramatically. So my question is, why aren't we having more of that conversation? You know, that's being said, but we aren't being told what the diet and lifestyle changes are that we need to make in order to reduce our risk. And that's kind of the flag that I'm bearing at the moment. I do breast wellness events. I provide information on my website, and I'm going to emphasize that tremendously this year because many of the breast cancers, and I put that in quotes, that are being diagnosed are not actually life-threatening. There are many surgeries that are being done that are unnecessary. I'm hearing these horror stories from the women that are coming into my practice all the time. There's a lot of scaring going on because the mammogram cannot differentiate a breast density from a cancer. So there are a lot of unnecessary biopsies, which is creating stress. And, you know, stress is a trigger for cancer. So we've got this crazy loop going on. Clearly, there are some women who do develop breast cancer, and it is life-threatening, and they need all those interventions. But if 80% of us could reduce our risk, then let's have that conversation and see if we can get the numbers down significantly. And I believe we can do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you wholeheartedly, diet and lifestyle. And it's interesting, one of the largest cancer treatment hospitals out here in California, they even have candy in their lobbies. Very disturbing. Unfortunately, one of my sisters made her transition due to cancer. It wasn't breast cancer, but she was at mm-hmm. this facility, and I just wanted to write them a letter. I mean, of course, I was dealing with my own personal grief with my sister in the process of making her transition, but it's like it was just unbelievable that they were having a bake, drive or something, and all this sugar and unhealthy dietary things in this facility. So, yeah, I'm right with you on it needs, mm-hmm. needs to be more, publicized and programmed for a healthier lifestyle, and diet.
Absolutely. And Brenda, you mentioned that in order to beat off breast cancer, or in order to what to do if you get it, or are you scared you might get it? You mentioned, and this is our next subject to get into, because we did promise our listeners this whole month we're going to be talking about what they can do to improve their health, to live longer, to avoid diseases. And you mentioned mm-hmm. lifestyles, and I know that diet is one of them. And why don't you go into that, and then we have some thoughts and questions we might want to add to that. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, the model that I like to use, I call it the four pillars of health, and they are sleep, exercise, diet, and hormone balance. So starting always with sleep. When I have a new patient that comes in, that's really, really important for me, because if we're not sleeping well, our body does not have an opportunity to repair. So first thing is to get yourself to sleep and make sure that you're sleeping straight through the night. I get a lot of people that tell me they're sleeping through the night and they're getting up to go to the bathroom. If you got up to go to the bathroom, even if you went right back to sleep, you did not sleep through the night. So that's the first one. Then exercise could be any kind of movement. It doesn't have to be an hour at the gym. It could be a walk in the woods. That's probably even better for most of us. Any kind of movement is important. You know, they say sitting is the new smoking because we sit so long and it's just really not good for us. So getting some movement and getting some fresh air, very, very important. And then diet. Everybody is now on a diet because it's January, right? So rather than thinking about being on a diet, how about changing your diet? Very simple things to do. One is to make sure you're drinking enough water. We don't realize how many things we're afflicted with because of dehydration. So that's half your weight in ounces, right? So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're going to drink 75 ounces of water. That's how you calculate the water that's enough for your system. The other thing is take out all the artificial things. That's the first thing. People say, what's a good detox? A good detox is take out the garbage of your diet. That means if you're going to use sugar, use real sugar. If the packet has any color other than white or brown, don't use it. It's artificial. take out processed foods. I always tease. I say, you know, I can't believe it's not butter because it ain't, you know. Use real butter. Your body knows what to do with that. Use olive oil. Use move to more natural ingredients. And even just that will make a huge difference in how you feel. And then balancing your hormones and understanding that when typically when we say hormones, we think about our sex hormones, but our stress hormones are hormones too. So having a balance with those and making sure that, again, if you're sleeping well, then your hormones will be balanced. If you're going through menopause and you're having hot flashes, see an acupuncturist. It's amazing for hot flashes and regulating all those menopausal symptoms and getting our adrenals taken care of, our stress hormones. Those are all really important things, and they loop together. So if you start with sleep, that gives you the energy to exercise, which helps you automatically kind of regulate your palate so your diet gets good. And if your diet is good, then you don't have as many hormonal issues, which will help you sleep. So it all works.
Very good. You mentioned processed foods. We on this show, we talk about processed foods also, and many of them are white, like white rice and other things that are white. And they're, and just unless it's a, you know what Jacqueline once said, the best foods are foods that come from the ground or the tree, because otherwise man-made mm-hmm. foods quite often are not good. But we don't want processed foods. We on this show we talk about more supplements, a lot of juicing, green juices, vegetable juices, fruit juices, and also we definitely emphasize sleeping and going to sleep earlier and waking up earlier, but get a full night's sleep. As all right. important factors. Any more thoughts on any of those issues?
Well, let me just give you a quick tip for your listeners. This is really nice and easy, is magnesium before bed. And magnesium before bed does a number of things. First of all, you know, you're going to start hearing how we heard a number of years ago how we're all vitamin D deficient. Well, many of us are also magnesium deficient. So it's a nice supplement just to have in general. The other thing, magnesium is a natural sedative, so it will help you sleep better. And for those, and typically it's women, we tend to be a little bit slow and go into the bathroom, it will help with that as well. So magnesium before bed is really, really nice to help help you relax. If you have restless leg syndrome, or if you tend to have leg cramps at night, take your magnesium in the evening and it'll help you sleep. And it's a really good, important nutrient to help regulate blood sugar and things like that. So that's a nice, very easy little tip to do that at night.
Great. Beautiful.
Interesting. Now, question, Brenda, regarding the water intake. So when mm-hmm. can someone, you know, and waking up at night, when, you know, what's a good time to cut off, you know, the drinking of water so you don't have to wake up at night if you're, you know, keeping up your water intake?
Here's the thing. If you're not drinking very much water now, and now all of a sudden you're going to go to half your weight in ounces, your kidneys and your bladder are not going to be happy with you for about 3 days, right? So it's sort of like when you've used a sponge, right, that, you know, you whatever cleaning or your dishes or what have you, and then the sponge gets dry, right? So when you pour the water first on the sponge, it runs off until the sponge hydrates. So your body is going to do the same thing. It's going to take 3 to 4 days for your tissue and your kidneys and your bladder to say, oh, okay, you're going to keep this up, so I better start absorbing some of this. And then that urgency to go to the bathroom should stop. Now, if you're already getting up 2 or 3 times to go to the bathroom, then see an acupuncturist so we can get that under control so that you're not running to the bathroom all the time. But for most people, if your kidneys are strong and your bladder is strong, it shouldn't matter. I drink probably 16 ounces of water before I go to bed, and I do not get up to go to the bathroom at night.
Interesting.
That's because you're healthy.
Yeah, but, you know, that's when I take some of my supplements I take at night. So, I drink a lot of water before I go to bed, and I do not get up to go to the bathroom. So you kind of have to figure out where you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of health people say don't drink water 3 hours before you go to sleep, because then you will have to go to the bathroom. But you have a different perspective, because your thing works better for you, and that's good.
Right. Well, see, when we're asleep, our body functions should slow down. So to me, when you tell me that you're getting up 3 or 4 times at night, or even twice at night to go to the bathroom, that tells me that your adrenals are still working. That tells me that you're not sleeping soundly. Because if you're sleeping soundly, all those functions should slow down and you should be fine in the morning. That tells me that you're under stress. So I would take care of it that way. We'd have to look at your adrenals, because why can't you hold your bladder for 8 hours?
That's right. Stress is a killer. And that's why people should go get acupuncture. I can't stress it enough. Acupuncture really works. And this is a great show. Any other thoughts, Divine, questions or comments from you?
Well, I just like to ask Linda to speak a little bit on the mind component of the mind-body-spirit connection and what one can do to, because, you know, a lot of the illnesses, they start off emotionally or in our mind and manifest, you know, in our bodies. So what would be tips for one? I know I teach meditation, which is great, but do you have any other tips on, you know, what our listeners can do to keep a healthy mind?
Well, my two favorites are movement, so some form of exercise. And again, think a little bit outside the box when it comes to exercise. Dancing is exercise. Gardening, you know, is exercise. So any whatever it is that makes you happy, but some kind of movement is really, really important. When I get my patients in that have PMS, the first thing I have them do is find some kind of exercise that they can do 3 days a week, swimming, anything that's going to create movement in your body, because our emotions move with our circulation. So if you're not getting circulation in your blood and getting your heart rate up and getting some oxygen, then the emotions are getting stuck in the body and creating issues. So movement is very important. And then the other one that I like is journaling. And I like journaling in the evening, you know, just writing about your day, what was good, what was bad, what could have been better, things you're grateful for. Gratitude is so, so important to take us out of those dark places. And journaling at night helps you to kind of get things out of your head so that you can rest. A lot of times people that don't sleep soundly, it's because they're always thinking or they're worrying. If somehow there's something about putting pen to paper that moves all that out of your body and allows you to rest. So those are my two big ones, is movement and journaling, so that you can get that worry and those concerns out of your mind, and you're able to better rest.
We're speaking to Brenda Smith.
I love how you say, you know, movement, things that make you happy. You know, some people think, oh, the arduous thing of going to the gym or even, you know, doing yoga. But no, just get the movement and be happy with what you're doing. So awesome.
Yeah, things you can choose. There's all different kinds of yoga even. So, you know, find something that works for you. Try something. I like to try something 3 times. And then if I don't like it, then I move on to the next thing.
Good idea. Speaking of exercise, we definitely talk about that quite a bit. The diet, the exercise, and the mind are the three things that we talk about a lot on this show, because they're all related to so many other issues. But speaking of exercise, walking is free. It's just absolutely free. And you can walk 20, 30 minutes a night or day. It's better to do it in the daytime. I walk at night, but I'm a rare bird, like you are a rare bird, taking all these supplements and water late at night. I like to walk at night because I'm able to rest the body a little more, get the body tired so I can sleep better. Because when the body's tired, my mind is tired. But most people should do the exercise in the daytime, morning time, middle of the day. Another thing about exercise and keeping the body straight, people sit in front of a computer or a desk for hours. You need to get up every 2 hours and stretch and walk around a little bit. You got to keep doing that. Also, as far as exercise, there's so many things we talk about on this show, and that besides the regular walking is power walking, where you walk fast, you swing your arms and your hips, and you really work really, really well. I do that a lot. So that's my favorite. But there's swimming. Like we mentioned earlier, you mentioned yoga. Is excellent for stretching the body. That helps people sleep better and just feel better. So there's so many different ways to exercise and keep the body moving. We're definitely into that. So we agree with you on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I love, Brenda, how you shared on, excuse me, journaling and gratitude. So many people at night, you know, they go to sleep with the TV, with the news, you know, opposed to...
Oh, that's terrible. Don't do that.
Right. Exactly.
Don't
and
do
they're
that.
Wondering why, you know, their life is chaotic. It's like they're taking all that energy in. So I really love the suggestion in the evening time to journal about your day. And even with, you know, the so-called things that we're unhappy with, if we could see the blessings in them, mm-hmm. you know, that it's moving us further, even... Absolutely, maybe even clearing the slate, you know, for something else to come in.
Right.
So, yeah, journaling and just self-reflection is awesome, especially in the, you know, grain of being gratitude, being grateful for the blessings that we do have.
Right.
So excellent options or suggestions.
Also, I want to add about soft music at night. It's one of the things that I try to do, soft music to get myself calm, and I stay away from, I don't eat late at night. I also keep away from cell phones, keep them as far away from the bed as possible, and turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, turn all the plugs off. Also, you want your mind not to be stimulated by the phone, the television, the internet, newspapers, and stimulating conversations with other people. So you want to just relax, soft music, do some deep breathing, meditation, and get yourself ready to go to sleep. And as Brenda mentioned, you write a journal. Write the things that happened in the day, good, bad, or whatever. This way you can relax more. This is the real secret to relaxing. And if I may add one more thing, acupuncture will help you with all of these things. It's a lost art. It's not a lost art. It's an art that people don't do enough of because they don't know about it because the government to this day still doesn't encourage acupuncture. The medical industries don't, and the Medicare, Medi-Cal, I'm sure you're aware of that, and you mentioned that earlier,
mm-hmm.
Brenda.
Right? Exactly.
Okay. Do you have any final thoughts, Brenda? Because we're wrapping it up the show. Once you give your, if you could give your all your ways that people can reach you, and please read them slowly. We have people that can't hear it if you do go too fast, and also any 1 or 2 minutes of last minute inspiration and motivation for our listeners.
Okay. Well, my contact information, my primary website is my name. That's Brenda B, middle initial B as in boy, smith.com. And there's some information there on my services. My phone number is area code 626-356-3220. And if you're interested in the breast exams, that would be, the website is PasadenaBreastWellnessCenter.com. So that's some articles on there and some good information on the Sure Touch and breast health. And, you know, last year was very difficult. I think as a nation, there was just a lot of disruption and unsettling and a lot of chaotic thinking. And quite frankly, I think it was a good thing. I believe that it woke us up as a nation. And I'm so excited about this year. I feel like we have a greater awareness of who we are and what the world is about and what our world is about here in this country. And I'm just hearing a lot of people who are now ready to make some positive changes and get in motion. So I encourage us all to do that, to understand where we are and look at where we want to be and to be in action. And part of that comes with taking responsibility for our health, not just agreeing with everything that the traditional establishment here wants to do or how they choose to do things. It's okay to say, you know what, I want to get a second opinion. It's okay to say, I don't want to take those drugs. I'm going to try something natural first. But also remember that even herbs are medicine. So don't self-prescribe. Don't go do Dr. Google and, you know, try to do things on your own. Find a professional. Find an acupuncturist, an herbalist, someone who can guide you and give you some direction. There's a time and place for traditional medicine, but I feel like this is a time and place for us right now with our consciousness to just kind of get rooted in the things that are natural, the things that will give our body strength, and so that we can truly build a better health this year. And just aptly the name of your show, you know, Let's Build a Better World. This is the year that we can really make that happen.
Very, very well said. You mentioned your Pasadena location. We have people from all over the country, and you did mention people should find a local acupuncturist as best they can. Holistic is better, if possible. I don't know if it's broken down that way, but I encourage everyone to, and feel free to call her, ask her some questions, or look at her website, because Brenda is outstanding. I know, because I sat with her and talked about things. I got a treatment, and it was just so good. And everything she says there, we talked about a lot of these things, and people need to get their health together. That's what we're encouraging people for the new year. So let's get to call her or find an acupuncturist in your area and get into it.
Thank you, Bob.
Divine? Yeah. Okay, so that's it for our segment with you, Brenda. Thank you so much for being with us, and we want to continue to stay in touch with you on all these issues, okay?
Absolutely. You're very welcome. Thank you for having me again.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Divine,
so awesome,
you also went to,
Bobby,
you went to see her for a breast examination. And so that's how you met her. And thank you for that. This is great because she's outstanding. And any of your thoughts on today's talk?
Well, so many, you know, wonderful words of wisdom and pearls of wisdom. I think the biggest takeaway for me is to express to our listeners to consider acupuncture and other holistic measures as a first line of, you know, action in their healthcare, and not look at it as alternative. I mean, again, as we talked about, this is, you know, ancient healing modalities. So it's not like, oh, it's something new, you know, on the scene. So these are proven methodologies that have, you know, helped people not only treat the symptoms, but to get to the root of the problem. So to consider acupuncture and any other holistic measures as the first line of defense, or at least coupled with, you know, the medical community.
Right. It is outstanding, and she's outstanding, so I encourage people to do that. And listen, all right, let's wind the show down a little bit. Here is the information on through a lot of people from New York has called me, and they want to know about the big rallies going on, rally march demonstration by women and men, of course, are invited, of course. In New York City, it's going to be this Saturday starting at 10:30 Eastern time, 10:30 in the morning. It's going to be in Central Park, and then they're going to walk around the Columbus Circle, going south, and then they're going to east on 59th Street, then turning on 6th Avenue, and going to the finish. And after the everything's over, there are going to be three exits on 43rd Avenue, 44th, and 45th. So that's that for that. I encourage people to go. I went last year, and it was really more about Trump, and because he was just inaugurated the day before. But women have a lot of issues, and this year they have even more than ever. If I'm sure most of the listeners read the news about all the horrible, as Oprah Winfrey said, brutal, the way the men have treated women and abuse sexually. It's been really, really bad. It's come up more and more, and women are, this is waking up women. As our guest said today, sometimes something bad can wake you up, and this president we have is waking people up, and these issues are something to get people to move and change for the better. And that's what we talk about on this show. Your thoughts on that, Divine?
Bobby, do we have a location for the Los Angeles rally that's going to be taking place? Is it going to be this Saturday as well?
Downtown Los Angeles, it starts approximately 11 a.m. I don't have the exact. It's going to either start in Pershing Square or at the Federal Building, and then they're going to march to the other one. And just Google it, check out your – here is a website for all the different activities. Take this down. If otherwise, you can. It's Q, like in question, QZ, as in zebra, .com. Another one. Women's March Alliance. .org talks about the organizers and talks about things. Find a through this website, get more information on a rally that's going on in your area. Last year, the biggest ones were in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago, and San Francisco. This year, there's even more. And this year, the issues they'll be talking about is the sexual abuse. Also, women are very strong about equal pay because women get about 70 cents to the dollar. When a man gets paid a dollar, woman gets paid 70 cents. It's really bad. It's wrong. Women have been mistreated all over the world. So this country and this so-called sexual abuse issue are waking people up, thank goodness, and making people make a better change for everything. Oh, so that's it. Mm-hmm. Another announcement about our shows for the next 3 weeks. Next week on the 24th, we're going to have a whole show is going to be about hypnosis, about stress, about a lot of different health issues by Christina Gikas. She is wonderful. Then the following week, we'll have Luann Panessi on. That's the January the 31st, again, another Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Luann is a right-hand person that works with Gary Null on support groups, meetings, health issues. People call her for information. And she also coordinates the major retreats. And this year, in I believe April, they're going to have four different retreats, four weeks in a row. And already the first week is filled up. So Luann will be on, and you can get more information about that. So please stay in touch with us on that. All right. Any other announcements you want to make, Divine, before we get ready to close it out?
Well, I do want to give our listeners the Podbean address, which is www.letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And they can listen to our shows, our archive, 24 hours, usually 24 hours after they're taped. So Brenda's show today will be available by tomorrow morning. And also, PRN has a new app that one can download on their phones to listen to PRN radio at any time. I'd like to encourage our listeners to take advantage of that, to tie into our show, Let's Create a Better World, .podbean.com, and also to, listen to the other shows on PRN app, new application for phones.
This is the best station in the world.
Looking forward to our upcoming guests, especially our hypnosis guest that's going to be with us next week. I know we've talked about bringing someone on to talk about hypnosis for a while. So I'm really excited that they're going to be on with us, and hopefully they'll give us a little demonstration of hypnotizing us.
Yeah, and also a lot of people come to hypnosis with some of the same problems that Brenda mentioned, sleep problems, stress problems, anxiety, so many issues that people have. And through hypnosis, as I know, because I've also seen our guest for next week. I didn't see her, but over the phone, she gave me some hypnosis work, and because I believe in it. I had hypnosis about 30 years ago when I was under a tremendous amount of stress, and it really helped me. And she will give me a CD. So people, be sure to hear the show next week, and she'll give you her information. And she also gives people, I think, a 10 or 15 minute free consultation, which is very, very good. So I'm looking forward to that. All right, let me start as the song comes on. Let me thank our engineer, Alex. I want to thank PRN director, also I want to thank our producers here in Los Angeles, Stuart, Greg, and also Lydia. And also I want to thank you, all the listeners, and our co-host and our guest today, our guest with Brenda, our co-host, Divine Aubrey. Divine, thank you so much. We'll talk to everybody
next
week.
Thank you, Bobby. We'll see you next week, everyone.
Anywhere, there's time to spare. Let me share this home.